Hear now these words of Scripture from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. May God's blessings rest upon the reading and hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives. We pray now that you would give us comfort and rest from the activities of daily life and living, those events, past, present, and those that are yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. It's hard to believe that in a few weeks, it's actually June 6, 1944, will be the event celebrated. It will be 69 years ago that the greatest invasion armada in history was assembled in the English Channel, ready to strike at Normandy Beach and to thrust the initial dagger into the heart of Nazi Germany. Our world seems so different than that time. Somehow the world seemed to be a little simpler then. Enemies, at least, were a lot easier to identify. We remember, some of us, the TV shows where the good always wore white and the bad always wore black. Somehow the world just doesn't seem that simple anymore. We used to know who it seemed was with us and who it was that was against us, and we were able as a country and as a world to get a country and a world behind us for a cause that we knew was just and right and correct. Our world today is so different now, isn't it? Oh, enemies remain and are active and alive within and without, but it's no longer easier to identify who they are. Battle lines seem to be a little hazy and fuzzy, and anyone now might be a victim of war, especially the war on terrorism. And so we sit, we wait, we wonder why, we worry about when. We wonder about our future and about the world that our children are going to continue to grow up in and live into as full adults. As difficult and as trying as our world is, I sometimes think that Jesus had exactly our kind of world in mind when he was speaking to the disciples. Even though the enemies of Jesus and the powers of this world that were against him were easy for Jesus to identify, it was not as easy for his disciples to root them out. Maybe that's why Jesus talked about wolves in sheep's clothing and making sure that the disciples were as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. Perhaps it was in his own way that Jesus was preparing us as well as his disciples for the guerrilla warfare that would become the reality of their lives as well as our lives. As they were facing that guerrilla warfare and not knowing where that evil and that tension was necessarily coming from, how would they cope? How would they remain faithful? What would be the foundation upon which they would build their faith, their strength, and their courage while Jesus was with them? It seemed a little easy because they had his physical presence. They had the promise of his foundation, of his strength, of his courage. And they came to look forward to being with Jesus and trusting his very presence because they knew that with a single word or a single touch that he could send all of that stuff that was going against him fleeing. Now, however, as Jesus is preparing to leave, he also wanted to assure his disciples of a lasting heritage that only he could give to them, that would provide them with a strong foundation upon which they could stand firmly. He wanted to make sure that the disciples did not feel abandoned, that they did not become alone or sense fear or be afraid. He knew that if those feelings overtook his disciples, the forces of the adversary, that the world, evil, their own flesh, that everything would be taken over completely. And so Jesus projected into the future. He pointed his disciples to a coming time period in which the Holy Spirit would indeed come upon each and every one of them, and the Spirit would bless them. The Spirit would grant them that firm foundation upon which those disciples could build their faith and build the foundation of the church, the body of Christ. Jesus called this foundation the Spirit of Truth. And in Jesus' words, the Spirit will guide you into all the truth. The Spirit would become a consistent reminder and witness to Jesus Christ, who taught individuals that he was the way and the truth and the life. As we live out our lives and we recognize the haziness of the battle lines that exist around us, that are drawn even within our world today, we also admit that the struggles we take on are not only global and huge in nature, but they also tend to be intensely personal as well. We wonder perhaps at times where it is that we will find the foundation that will sustain us and give us strength to carry on. In the midst of our uncertain world, Jesus gives to each and every one of us this Spirit of Truth as well. It is the presence of God's Holy Spirit that points us again and again and again to Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. As we are daily being pointed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we can trust that Jesus is with us each and every day. We have the confidence, the faith to know that he is the one who provides us with this strong, firm foundation, and we can depend upon his presence each and every day, where we can place all of our hopes and all of our dreams. You see, we can have confidence that in the struggle against sin and evil, that Christ indeed has already been victorious, and that Christ will be victorious in the days ahead. So as we come together this weekend to celebrate Trinity Sunday, to celebrate this Memorial Day weekend, to remember not only those who gave their life's blood in the struggle on the beaches of Normandy, but all of those who have given their blood and their lives in other places, and also to be thankful for the faith of our forefathers and foremothers who staked their lives upon their faith in Almighty God. That it is the same faith in the God who creates, the same faith in the God who redeems, the God who sanctifies and gives us a sense of life and hope and assurance in all that we do as we walk daily with Christ. You see, my friends, in the struggle in dealing with good and evil, in dealing with sin and evil, the outcome is not in doubt. Because we don't go through this life alone. The battle has already been won because of what God has done for each and every one of us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we have that hope and that promise and that assurance that God is with us and will be with us forever. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, in the midst of our daily lives and living and all of the stuff and the cloudiness and the uncertainties, the battle's already been won. And we are grateful, O God, for your presence and the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit that seeks to guide and to direct, to give us firm foundations and to comfort each and every one of us. O God, we pray faithfully that we will live into each day that you bless us with and give to us. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.